Hey everyone, welcome to The Life You Love. My name is Kimberly and I'm your host. I am so excited to be here with you today, back behind the mic, bringing joy and inspiration and new thought to you. I hope that this episode inspires you, but this one is particularly for that person who is trying to find what they want to do in life, or maybe another person that this message really applies to as well is someone who might be at a crossroad or a fork in the road where you're trying to figure out, what do I really want to do with my time, with my energy? And I'm just going to dive right in. We are not going to waste any time on this episode. This one thought popped into my mind while I was doing laundry, because it's either the thoughts come to you during your shower or during, you know, while you're making a meal or during laundry, doing laundry. And it just, I don't know what it is about those tasks. At least for me, I get a lot of inspiration, and perhaps maybe it's just because those are tasks where I really don't have to think much. And so it opens me up to receiving some cool thoughts. All right, so this thought that I had was about this saying, and they say that if you do what you love, you will never have to work a day in your life. There's a lot of truth to that, right? We have the opportunity to create the life we love, to do work that we really love, and to spend the majority of our time, especially for those of us, you know, who work full time, it really we spend a lot of time doing the services, the work, the career that we've chosen, and so when we have so much of our time and energy going into something, it is really worth it to be doing something that you love, to be doing something that excites you, that when you wake up, it really just inspires you to, you know, go after whatever problem you might face, even, you know, because problems exist no matter what. You're going to have to overcome any kind of situation, even if you are doing the work of your dreams, even if you did start the business that you have always wanted to start. There are still problems that you have to overcome and challenges that you're going to face when you're doing that work. So what keeps you from burning out or burning both ends of the candle, even when you're doing something that you absolutely love? Because sometimes we end up coming to this point in the work that we do and we're just done. You just feel like you've given it all and there's nothing left, or you can't really see beyond the horizon, but there's just something about the job that no longer really lifts you up or inspires you. And then you find these people who've been doing the same thing for like 45 years. And you just wonder, like, man, how did you do the same thing for that long? And sure, they might love what they're doing, but there's one thing that they do. And that is why I'm doing this episode, because when you cut off the saying and you tell people, go and do what you love to do and you'll never work a day in your life, I think that there's this unrealized thing that happens. And that is, if you're not putting in the energy and the love and the gratitude into it, then it can only give you so much energy and love. And so this is a reciprocating relationship. Like, this is something that you need to bond with. And if you go off and find something that you really love to do, you might end up being really excited about it for the first 30 days, 90 days, 1 year, 5 years. And then there's some point where it just kind of, you feel like, oh man, this isn't it. And maybe the 30 days is way too short. I back out of that statement. 30 days is too short. And so this is the message for those who have, if you're often trying to figure out what you want to do, 30 days is probably enough for you to figure out like, I don't think I'm interested in this. So let's take that one out. But for those who have been in something for, you know, a decent amount of time and you're like, man, I used to love this. Why don't I love this anymore? Like I used to wake up so inspired to do this work. Why don't I wake up so inspired? And the answers may be any one of these following. It may be that external situations, people, leadership, decisions, business, you know, politics, and many other factors may be inhibiting your values, what you have appreciated about the work. Things change. And sometimes we don't always stay aligned to the changes that have happened. Maybe our values have changed or our purpose has changed. And so we end up finding that we're a little bit less aligned to this as we were before. But if you don't, if that stuff's not true, right? And that's not the situation, then, and you're still stuck trying to figure out why is it that I don't love this anymore? I want you to ask yourself, how consistent have I been in showing up with love and joy and energy and appreciation, even on the days that have been so hard? And even on the days that are so hard, have I maintained gratitude for these challenges? Have I approached these situations with hope and faith and confidence that I know I have the capabilities and the will and the courage to face these obstacles and say, all right, what choices do I have? What choices do I have to make that could make this better, where tomorrow won't be as hard, so that a week from now, it won't be as hard, so that a month from now, it'll be better, so that 2 months from now, I can feel back to where I was before in my feeling of loyalty, appreciation, and love for the work that I do? I don't think that I have much left to this message, but I hope that it resonated with you. I hope that you do find something that you love, work that inspires you, work where you feel like I am serving a purpose, and that purpose is so aligned to my heart, so aligned to my future. It honors my skills. It honors my past. It honors the journey that I've been on. And it recognizes that there's so many other people I get to share this experience with, that I get to learn from, or maybe you get to teach other people. What a gift that is. So just know that, yes, it is very important for you to go and find and do something that brings you joy and lights you up. And then you won't ever work a day in your life. But it's also your responsibility to show up with gratitude, with love, with energy, with a vision of the future, with a purpose to serve, and hope in your heart that things will work out, that you enjoy yourself, that even if there is something that's pretty difficult, you're going to overcome it. I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Life You Love. My name is Kimberly. Share this with your friends. Share this with somebody who you think, man, actually, they've been talking about this topic lately. I think I should share this. I hope that you are well and you find the joy in every single day. Maybe you don't find the joy in every single moment. I don't blame you. It's hard sometimes. But have reverence for your life. Have gratitude for all that you have, all that you're creating. Share the love, because that is the most powerful thing that you can do to make change in this world. Show up exactly how you want, representing your values, your heart, and the guidance that you receive from those who have come before you. Honor the journey, love one another, and go have the life that you love.